With that radar looking down on the surface of the water, can see an object as small as the size of a basketball. They are really big chunks of radar return. So if that is the case, that's a positive.
All right, that's the voice of Commander William Marks talking about the missing plane and the chunks that they're hoping will reveal what happened to the missing Malaysian jetliner, the 777 that has been gone from sight for over 2 weeks. How was your weekend, everybody? It was a tough weekend for so many people. For others, hopefully you had a chance to relax and maybe enjoy some of the college hoop because you're involved in an office bracket. You don't know how you got there. But needless to say, you filled out the bracket. I filled out my bracket, and I might as well just use it, just crumple it up. I'm just going to crumple it up on the air because it's useless. I had too many of the teams falling, I think, in the beginning. And, of course, one of them, I picked Duke as my tricky pick to win the whole thing. And they're not even close. Now, I have another one that has Florida. But it's crazy, some of the finishes in these games. They're tight. They are March Madness. That's why they call it March Madness. Unfortunately, the madness of a couple of things close to home and also with this missing plane. It's the same story. The search area for the jet is in the remote seas, not too far off, or actually it's a little bit away from Perth, but I guess that would be the closest piece of land. So the Australian Prime Minister wants to get it right, and in fact the Deputy Prime Minister is the person who is briefing everybody and talking about the new lead in the hunt for the Flight 370, that it's promising, but they're being cautious that the search in this southern Indian Ocean area is pretty difficult because it's a lot of water to look for a tiny, tiny object. And they expect the weather to get worse. The forecast isn't good, so it's going to be even a challenge with that. There was an object spotted by a French satellite reported to Malaysia on Sunday. They're looking in the current area for that to see if they can see there, if there's a piece, whatever it is. And Australia has used a U.S. satellite image of two floating objects to frame a search area that's about 1,400 miles southwest of Perth. So isn't that interesting? These satellite images is what they're, a lot of what they're going off of. And then there's new information that the military radar that tracked the plane making the sharp turn and the dip in the altitude as it headed toward the Strait of Malacca, they're saying they're citing this source. I saw this somewhere over the weekend. They're citing a source in aviation. This was on, I think, CNN, that said the plane flew as low as 12,000 feet before vanishing. So just having flown in a plane myself, a small Cessna, that where we could get it up to 7, we were going up to 7,000 feet. Wow, 12,000 is so low. And then people who are saying they saw it, that makes sense. So was the sharp turn intentional? That's what it seems like. You see, you got plane searching for this. You got misinformation, little pieces of information, little pieces of debris. It's crazy. And will they actually be able to find this plane or not? I mean, there's your big question. Are they going to find it? You know, NASA said it's going to use high-resolution cameras on board satellites, and the International Space Station is looking for possible crash sites in the Indian Ocean, and they're mining archived images collected by some environmental satellites, so they're trying to help. Isn't that interesting that the satellites, because the cameras are so powerful, and for all of what they collect of the Earth, they're not really supposed to be used for a missing plane, and NASA isn't the lead agency in it. But they're saying if they may find something. They might be able to find something, so they're going to comb through all of the data they have. Why not? What else do they have to do up there, right? Why not use some of that taxpayer money? So we got people looking on the space station, the International Space Station, to see if they can find anything. So the conversation about this has just gotten even bigger. Bigger, 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 bigger. And closer to home, for all of you listening, those nooks and crannies out there, we have a horrific mudslide in Washington State, just terrible news for so many families. And they still don't know if they're going to find more bodies. In fact, they think they will because there's 12 people missing. And there were people that were crying out for help, but they couldn't go in and get them because the mud was so thick from the landslide. It was impossible. Some of the rescuers had mud up to their armpits and ropes around them, and they had to get out. They couldn't. Some of those cries, unfortunately, are people that probably died because they weren't able to get to them. So there's some heavy hearts in this deadly landslide that, for a time, shut down the stretch of highway, and still is, I believe. I could be right about that. And what I know, heading onto the air, they had to shut it down. But 5:30. It's a big state road, and we're talking about towns, the towns that were affected, Oso and Darrington, and people were warned about flooding upstream and downstream. And what happened is you had a landslide where it looked like half of a mountain fell down on this neighborhood. I mean, to me, that's what it looked like. It looked like somebody smashed, like, picture a cake. It's like you took a knife and cut half of the cake off and the rest just slid out. And that's exactly what it looked like to me. And we're talking about an area north of Seattle. So 8 people killed, 7 people injured, more than a dozen people unaccounted for. It's total devastation. And you look at the pictures of this. This is radio. And just picture, almost like we say with when we're talking about tornadoes, just matchsticks, but covered in mud. I mean, total, it looks like a tornado, only throw more mud on top of it. And we're talking 1 square mile. The heavy rain in that area over the past month caused the groundwater saturation and caused that. So the rescue people are looking for the heat signatures of the people and to try to get them free, and they found possible pockets of people, but they couldn't get to them, and they could hear people, yelling for help. They could hear cries of help. Oh, they said they heard them, because this happened on Saturday, right around 11 in the morning. They said they could hear voices around 11:30 at night, and they were trying to reach the possible people, survivors or whatever, but the mud was too thick and too deep, so they couldn't do anything about that. Oh. That's got to be a terrible, terrible, helpless feeling. All right, coming up next, America Tonight Re-Rack, the best of the best from last week, a conversation with Dr. Elaine George, a doctor in the trenches who says Obamacare isn't working, but she's got an alternative. Take a listen. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America. Tonight we've been talking a lot about Obamacare, the numbers, the people who are signing up. A lot of you have called the show, emailed the show, really, for the past 3 years. But recently, the people who have gotten cancellation notices, then digging around and trying to find something comparable, figuring out what that means, the roadmap for your family. And the number one thing I keep hearing over and over again is, wow, this is not affordable. And in fact, it has gone up. So where are we with health care? She's a terrific guest. We had her on once before, never shy about her opinions. And she's in the business. Dr. Elena George joins us now, and she has plenty of thoughts about that. She's also hooked up with our pals from Project 21. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming back on the show.
It's my pleasure. It's good to talk with you again.
So the last time we spoke, everything was charging up, and then the rollout happened and fell on its face, and then all the other delays and whatnot started to happen. Now, as you see where we are with this, how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, and what you've seen so far?
Is 0 a possibility? It's pretty horrible. I'm not surprised. And I think a lot of heat and light have been put on the rollout and all the disasters that are unfolding. But the underlying, I think it's been successful if you want to think of it in terms of the bigger picture. The whole goal was to cause chaos in the health market, that the government would be the savior and single payer would be the ultimate endpoint. And they're doing a great job of kicking people off of insurance that they actually like. And what they're finding is most of the people who signed up are not people who never had insurance. It's the people who lost their insurance. And it's not what it was cracked up to be. I said this at the beginning. There's no way 30 million people can enter a system, pay less, and get more. It was never going to happen. And that seems to be coming to light now.
And one of the areas where it's particularly rough is in these exchanges, except for very few of them that are claiming that's not true. But part of the problem is no young people are signing up in some of these areas, so it makes the insurance even less affordable. Like you said, the 30 million, part of that is the exchange problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But, you know, there's no cash register that was built into the healthcare.gov website. So whether it's an exchange or not, people have bought in and paid their monthly premiums, but it doesn't mean that they're covered. The insurance companies have no way to really record who's paid and who hasn't. And doctors all over the country are seeing people who think they're covered, and when you go to check their benefits, they're not even in the insurance company system, but they've been paying right along, and it's tragic because this is life and death for some people, and it's all about just winning at all costs, and people who are for this bill don't care. I mean, people are saying that people are lying, and it's just outrageous that they're playing roulette with people's lives. And on the front line, being a doctor, there's no way that I'm going to enter a system where I'm put at odds against the benefit and I'm working at odds against the interests of my patient. And I can't do that. The Hippocratic Oath is the most important part. It's something that I hold sacred. And the way this is rolling out, it's making me, if I join it, work against my patient. And I'm not alone. There are plenty of doctors who believe what I do.
Yeah, when you see this, do you get a chance to, because everybody's so busy in the medical profession, but do you ever get a chance to have the people who feel the same way and who are seeing it on the front lines, do you ever get together and have these discussions like, wow, what are we going to do?
Well, actually, I'm an independent physician, which means I'm a solo practitioner, and I'm not an employee of a hospital. And like-minded doctors like myself who are independent have been on the front line of this from the beginning. And a lot of my colleagues have taken to being free market-based, where they either have a system where people pay a small fee monthly and opt out of the insurance fiasco and actually get to see their doctor and not have to worry about 7 minutes worth of their time and having extenders. And there's other doctors who have a sliding scale, fee-for-service, other doctors who've left profession altogether. So that it's actually turning out that there's a two-tier system coming online, where those doctors who have run into the arms of the hospitals are really just employees and have to do the bidding of the hospital. And the independent doctors are free market-based, and they're doing everything they can to keep costs affordable and keep the quality high. And ultimately, that's what people are going to find, that they're going to have to, if they want quality health care, they're probably going to have to leave the Obamacare system and actually go into the free market, which in itself is a great thing because that means people actually get choice. They'll get seen by board-certified doctors who practice the Hippocratic Oath, and they'll find that it's old-fashioned medicine where they can sit and talk to their doctor and actually get care and not just in a conveyor belt mentality where you have to get them in, get them out, and just document all day.
Yeah, and you think the free market fixes, the free market system could actually help save us as far as drowning in our health care in America, don't you?
Oh, there's no question. If you go to my most recent blog, I've given a list of the websites that people can go to. And actually, under the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare Act, they have a carve-out for an organization called Health Caring Ministries, which is basically a consortium of Americans who pool their resources and decide together, look, I'm going to cover my neighbor. When my time comes, I'll have somebody pay for me. And it's a fraction of what it costs to use health insurance. So Liberty HealthShare is the example that I'm using. And there's MediShare, the Samaritan, but Liberty HealthShare you don't have to belong to a church. You just have to be liberty-minded. And for $199 a month, which is their top tier, it's $500 out-of-pocket maximum and $1 million per occurrence per year for any medical coverage. To see any doctor you like, if you have to go to a hospital, there's no panel, which means you're allowed to do what you want. You as a doctor get to decide your health care. No pre-certifications, no denials, and it's a fraction. And ultimately, what it comes down to is just because you have health insurance doesn't mean you can access health care. That's what Obamacare is revealing to everybody else. Doctors on the front line have known this, but now people are figuring this out. If you've got a $6,000 deductible and you're paying $1,000 a month, let's say, good luck being able to go get the CT scan or the blood work, even though you're covered, doesn't mean you can afford it. And if you opt out of this system and play the game, because this is really within the guidelines, you won't be dinged with fines, they won't come after you, but you can actually play the game and win it. And I think the more people who figure this out, that's how you break Obamacare, the back of Obamacare. You don't wait for Congress. You handle your business. You get in concert with your doctor and start working with your doctor to make sure you get the best health care. And the doctors and patients now have to take the forefront and not wait for the government to do it.
Yeah, do you see a lot? I've heard about this, and it seems like a lot of people are signing up for it. Is that pretty accurate? And Liberty Health Shares, you said, is one of them, libertyhealthshare.org.
Mm-hmm. It's one of them, and it's becoming very, very popular because it's about being able to go and get care and actually be able to afford it. I mean, I see this every day. If I actually send a patient to a radiology center or to a lab and they use to just stay out of pocket, it's a fraction of what the insurance costs are because they're held to contracted rates. And the insurance company, once you sign that dotted line, you're on the hook for X number of bucks per month, or year rather. And until that's met, the insurance company does not take in a dime. And this is the first dollar. So every dollar you spend is, I mean, $500 out of pocket is, I think a lot of people can afford that as opposed to $6,000. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer if you really think about it economically. But the quality side is incomparable. So you have a doctor now who's not worried about hiring 15,000 people to work a claim, but they can get paid and make a deal with you at the time of service. They can send you for whatever test you both decide you need. They can do whatever procedure in a timely way, and you actually get care instead of being warehoused. I mean, a lot of people are talking about socialized medicine, and all across the world, the socialized medical systems are either going bankrupt or they're privatizing. Sweden, Germany, the UK, Canada. It's not what everybody was sold. Like, it's great and you can get free health care. It's not like that at all. And I think that we have a chance. It's a window because everything's getting delayed for people to start making good economic decisions that will affect their quality of life down the road.
Yeah, and who doesn't want a doctor that actually knows them? As you said, what I think this is what's gotten so confusing for people and so sad for so many doctors because they don't want to be in that system. As you're talking about here, Doc, you get buried in the paperwork, correct?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, now the coding system has gone from 14,000 codes to 140,000, and it's a nightmare. If you undercode, if you're wrong, you can have your payments deducted. You can even be considered to be committing fraud. A lot of doctors are going to opt out of that because you can't win. No matter what you do, you can make a mistake. And it's now considered to be willful. You have to prove that it was a mistake. So this is it's a nightmare. There's no question.
Dr. Elena George, thank you so much for coming on. Free Market Fixes. Great idea. Check it out, folks. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips. See PR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Kate Delaney, as we start the week off, over the weekend, the mailbag flooded with all kinds of emails, a lot of it having to do with the missing Malaysian flight. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, here we go. This one from Paul, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for some time now, and I have to tell you that you're right when you say that all anyone wants to talk about is the flight that's missing and hanging out with some buds and watching the games. I mean, we were focused on what was happening with our brackets, but I got to tell you, in between, there was some conversation about the flight. Most of my friends think it is a terroristic act, that there's more to the story, and a lot of it is probably being covered up. I hope they get to the bottom of it, and I hope that they help those poor families who are freaked out about their families disappearing while they were on a flight that was going to China. Yeah, I think that's the sad part. You see the woman screaming hysterical where they had to pull her out of the room when they were giving the briefings, and the people look exhausted. Of course they are, because they keep doing the same thing day after day. They got that initial shocking phone call, and then they're there, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and they're not getting any new information, and they're probably watching the tube, watching the cable stations, and picking up all the conversation and what people are saying is the possibilities and the debris and all that kind of stuff. All right, here's another one. This one from Lawrence, who says, believe me, what's gone on in that cockpit, I think they know more than they're saying. The Malaysian people are botching this investigation, and I wonder what the FBI has uncovered. Truly, it'll be a miracle, Kate, if they find that plane. I don't think they find it. I really don't. And if they do, I think it's years from now. Whew, could be. I mean, remember the France flight? Same thing, where they were looking at the black box and all that. But that was a little bit different. I mean, there's just so many vague, bizarre things that happened, and who turned off what in the cockpit, and the fact that there was no cell phone call. So it wasn't like, man, the plane is going down and I'm calling somebody to tell them goodbye, or something stunning is happening on this plane and they're trying to take us hostage or whatever. That was the theory about going up to 45,000 feet, knock the people out, and that's it. You have no problems with the passengers, and then whatever it is you're going to do, boom, you go from there. But I really do think that I just can't believe this is going to be, wow, this was a crazy mechanical failure. Because it was smooth. It was as smooth as silk where they were going. There was nothing that pointed to that they had any kind of problem. So I don't think so. Here we go. This one completely different. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I feel for those people buried alive in the mud. Man, I was listening on Saturday morning to some of the stories that were coming in, and it was so, frankly, sad to hear the people talking about, you know, just pray for us, and that the mud was so thick that they couldn't get to some of the people that they felt were buried underneath their houses or what was left of their houses. So you can imagine what that was like for people who knew people in that town. And I think it's just outside of Seattle. Yeah, I said this earlier, it's north of Seattle, and I agree. I think the sad part is that. And obviously you were watching some of what I was watching, because that's what you kept hearing and seeing, and that was the depressing part, that you got somebody that's maybe you could get to, but you can't get to them. And if you're a rescuer, that's what you want to do. You want to be able to unearth somebody. It's just like when they're looking for people when there's a tornado or an earthquake or anything that anyone's buried underneath, but they couldn't do it. They had to pull them out. They really tried, and it was impossible. So if they were hearing people yell for help and they were looking at those hot spots, it just they just couldn't do it. Let's take a couple of more that are in this direction of the whole Putin thing. And the first one is from Bob in Illinois. Bob says, Kate, you know me, I hate to say this, but I really believe that Putin is on a land grab mission. And why wouldn't he try to take the Ukraine, especially if it's weak? He's already set himself up for that by saying that his troops needed to be there to help them because things were so shaky. So here's now Putin marching further in. And I think that that's what's going to be pretty much the story by the end of the week. I can't imagine we make any moves there, but I can't imagine we have any more diplomatic ties with Russia. What a disaster. Well, what a disaster is right. Think of Russia's relationship with China. Think of Russia's relationship with Iran. The G8 is now the G7. What does this mean? You have the troops that are in mass at the border. They are having problems in Kiev, and we're talking about our own government voting on Monday on the $1 billion to vote whether to send that or not. Then you have the EU and the IMF, and it's bad. I mean, of course it's bad, because I think this crisis is now really critical. This last 4 or 5 days, and actually since last week in the referendum and taking now ownership, if you will, of the Crimea, what happens to the rest of the Ukraine? What happens there to the people who are split on what they want? Or actually really 60% more in favor of keeping their independence. But, boy, it's not looking good. Let's put it that way. This one from the Big Mac, who says, Putin's on a power play. Obama looks weak. I think he messed up this whole thing. And I don't really know what the U.S. can do at this point other than sit back and watch. If somebody in the Ukraine was hoping we were going to help them, good luck with that. I can't imagine that we can stop what's happening with Russia. And I don't believe that Putin is not going to move in for the rest of the country. It's his for the taking at this point. Yeah, that's the theory. If he's there, the troops are there, why, you know, the Crimea situation, they've already dealt with that. And what Putin said a couple of weeks ago is that they want to make sure that the people are safe, and with all the uprising, and of course with the president bolting a month or so ago, that this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to stabilize this area. But if they've got a really big military contingent on the eastern boundaries that's being described, then with a buildup, that certainly poses a threat. I don't think that I think there's more to this. I think that this is what he'll do. It's got to be appealing. They have an annexation. They could try to do the same thing in the rest of the Ukraine. And I don't know. Let's see what the rest of Europe does. Let's see if there's any kind of a move. Let's see if they make a move. You know, if they make a move to stop anything. Here's another one on the same deal. Sarah says, "Wow, troops all over the place." And, we could swack that Soviet army, but I don't think that we would do that. And, of course, it would be NATO. But if you've got 20,000 infantry guys and air guys and special ops people that are there ready to move if they need to, I think that they'll come up with some reason why. Well, and the reason why would be that you've got people, people who speak Russian in certain areas of the Ukraine, and you have Ukrainians. I mean, you have pure Ukrainians, people who are Russian who are mixed in there, and so that's what they can say. They can say that there's a conflict and they're trying to protect the people, and it's confusing. I mean, in some of these neighborhoods, and that would be the move for the aggressive move, to make that. To go ahead and make that move. All right, let's see. Let's take one last one. This one from Pete. Pete says, "Hi, Kate. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I went to see Divergent over the weekend, and I have to say it was pretty good. I think you would like it based on some of the movies that you say that you've seen. It has the futuristic elements that you've talked about in other movies, and I like it because I'm kind of a sci-fi guy, and it's sort of a sci-fi guy. It was interesting. It's futuristic. It is about that, and I like the lead in this. I can't remember her name, but she was excellent. I don't want to give too much of it away because then it won't be fun for anyone who's listening to us right now. But it is going to have a sequel, we know, and this, I think, will continue on and on, kind of like the Harry Potter thing, if you will. Mm. Except for Harry Potter wasn't sci-fi, but yeah, I want to see it. I've heard it is pretty good. And it was huge at the box office. It was number one at the box office, $56 million, something like that. All right, hang with us. Much more to come on the flip side.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The car, and all of a sudden the lane in front of us in the parking lot, my mom was like, Allie, oh my god, look, the elephants. And they were running past it, and I was like, oh my god, there's nobody with them. I think they've escaped. Crazy is the best way to describe it. It's something that you would read in a book, not something you would expect to witness.
Yeah, and they witnessed it in St. Louis, the circus elephants, 3 of them on a rampage. They got away from their handlers, and they damaged a bunch of cars in the parking lot before they were able to recapture them. Someone was able to shoot little sections of it, and really they just stomped on the cars. And some of the people described it as they looked up and they saw elephants coming toward them through the huge RVs. Then they went through 2 trucks. They snapped off mirrors and panels and broke windows. And they're the elephants, they say, the children can ride, but no elephants were on them when they got loose. So I guess that's the good news. The handlers were able to distract them, and now they say they're resting comfortably. Oh, my. That would have been weird to see that, wouldn't it? And elephants can be so dangerous. Of course, that's why they try to tell everyone, well, no, these are the good kind. We put kids on these elephants. Don't worry about this. And this happened, like I said, in St. Charles. It was the Moolah Shrine Circus at the Family Arena in St. Charles. That's what happened over the weekend. So that was the talk of the town there. This is called Mixing It Up here a little bit at the tail end of the show. When I say mixing it up, some things that we haven't had a chance to talk about that might actually be kind of on the lighter side with all this heavy news of people being buried alive by the mudslide, the conspiracy theories over the missing Malaysian airliner, and, of course, Putin pounding toward the Ukraine, and what is the U.S. reaction going to be? Now, you want to sound off on any of that, take a bite out of it, 855-266-5283. The other thing that happened last week, they actually announced it, but how about Starbucks saying that they're going to serve alcohol? Starbucks and alcohol. What's up with that? So now when you go to Starbucks, hey, booze might be on the menu. Why just stop at coffee? Now you can get a glass of wine. Wonder what they're going to charge. They have coffee that costs a fortune. So what do you think they would charge for a glass of red wine? And Starbucks is so branded. So many people go there for meetings. You go into any Starbucks and I swear, I can't recall ever, at least not in the last 5 years, going into a Starbucks where it was completely empty. Never. And there's always people with computers flipped open, and because so many people are in that virtual world now where they work that way, I think a lot of meetings are there. So now they're having these evening menus in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Chicago, and what they're talking about is they'd have, you know, wine. They would serve wine and cheese, and they'd have some beers and that kind of stuff. And they're going to expand those evening menus to 20,000 locations. So what will they call it? I guess I want the venti caramel macchiato, and then after that, can you bring me a beer? Howard Schultz, he was just named in Barron's over the weekend. I saw him as one of the top CEOs. He is printing money, coming up with other ways for Starbucks to make a buck. And I bet it'll be popular. I think people will go there. And they'll go and they'll have a glass of wine or a beer and hang out. Of course, you'll never be able to get a seat, because if you can't get a seat now just for coffee, as it becomes a whole work thing, I think that bleeds over into the evening, too, as well. Most likely, I'm just going to say. It seems like it. It's kind of random trivia stuff. But the Titanic, which won 11 awards at the 70th Academy Awards, would you believe, if you look at the Titanic, how long ago was that? Right? At the 70, on this day in history. 70 awards. Does anyone remember the year of the Titanic? Ugh. Seems like much too close for me. I'm thinking Leo and just seeing him in The Wolf in Wall Street, which is now out on DVD. Famous now for the most F-bombs in a movie, like 540-some, whatever it is. And Titanic, when it was released, you know, you're talking about the 90s. Remember, I'm the king of the world. So he went from king of the world. It was in December of 1997 that came out. Oh, and that Celine Dion song over and over again. How many times did they play that on the radio? So kind of as your non sequitur, I don't know why I was thinking about that today. I guess it's because I was thinking of box office, and I saw a list of the most successful actors at the box office, and I figured he had to be somewhere on the list. But, you know, Tom Hanks was number one career box office, $4.26 billion. Morgan Freeman was second, $4 billion. This is just box office. Harrison Ford, $3.85 billion. Eddie Murphy, $3.81 billion, and Samuel L. Jackson, $3.75 billion. I don't know. I figured with some of the big movies that Leo's been in, that he probably would have been somewhere on the list, but I guess not. I was kind of surprised by that because I figured he'd be at least in the top five. I didn't know that he would be number one, but I figured he'd be somewhere. I guess, you know, give it a couple years and he's probably going to be somewhere up there, I would assume, with the amount of big blockbusters that he's made and the amount of money that those movies are bringing in. They're more than paying for themselves. Although The Wolf of Wall Street, I think, did okay, but it certainly didn't cream anyone at the box office. Not like that Frozen movie, which is just shattering all kinds of records. It's all about animation, baby. You got to have something really going on that can rival animation to try to rock the box office. That's for sure, and animation seems to do it because that's what we're seeing over and over again, and definitely with Frozen. They're already working on the Frozen 2. That's how well they did that. They knew they had such a hit that they're just gonna start right again. Let's hurry up and let's get this number 2 out so we can get it on the books because it was incredibly successful. And finally, ending on this note, I saw this story about a Maine bakery, and we have listeners in Maine that has been threatened with a lawsuit over its cronut knockoff. They're saying a cronut knockoff. It's a popular thing. It's this treat that they offer there. And it's the Little Biggs Bakery in South Portland has been calling its version of this kind of croissant donut hybrid crossnut. I guess it's called a crossnut is what they're calling it. And now coming out of the woodwork are others saying that they, in fact, have created that. There's a cease and desist letter, at least one of them, that has already been offered up from a New York City chef. And they're asking them to take it down, take it away from the bakery. But this is a very popular thing that they serve. And the dessert is only sold on Sundays and has a wait list. So what does Little Biggs do? What are they going to do? Well, I guess, and I saw this in the Wall Street Journal, I guess they're going to cease and desist. Otherwise, they're going to end up in court over pastry. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, does it?
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.